You're listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast.
I'm your host, Trent Morrison, with another quick cast. Today, we're celebrating 25 years of one of our favorites, Thieves Essential Oil. I've brought Celeste Rosenloff to help me take you through the story of the blend, the product line history, and some quick tips for using Thieves.
Hey guys. So when we decided to highlight Thieves for the anniversary, I was really excited because it was one of the first YL essential oils I tried. I immediately loved the spicy scent, and the hand soap has become one of my absolute favorites. But I didn't get the name at first. Come to find out, to understand it, we have to go way back to 15th century France. Centuries later, in 1991, D. Gary Young crafted an essential oil blend. We brought him in to tell us about the beginning of Thieves.
Well, in 1990, I was in London, England, at the Warwick University to take a seminar with Dr. William Harkus. After the seminar, I found myself fascinated with some of the things that he said about oils. And I thought, you know, I'm here in England. I'm just going to go in the history division of the university library and just do a little investigating, reading, snooping. And I came across a little book that a person had written back in the 1800s talking about the story of the 40 Thieves, and it was called The 40 Thieves. And it was most fascinating because as I was reading it, it talked about the 40 Thieves, and all we knew and all we'd heard is the 40 Thieves, but what we didn't know is these gentlemen were spice traders, and they worked on merchant ships, and they bought spices from the islands, from Sri Lanka, Reunion Islands, even India, and different locations, and they would bring them by ship to England, and of course there was a huge spice market and the trading and everything. Well, when the plague broke out, the king issued a moratorium to shut down all ships from sailing for international trade because afraid of spreading the plague. Well, once they shut the ships down and they couldn't sail, the spice traders couldn't make a living. They were out of business. Well, the spice traders at that time had a relatively lucrative job because they could command the price that they wanted. They could set their prices and they had pretty good markup margins. And when that went down, they had no way of supplying their livelihood. They had some of the nicer homes in England. And they knew they were going to lose, and so they started trying to figure out how they could make a living. And I kind of joke about a little bit, and I say our spice traders were our first pawn shop brokers. Because what they did is they started looking for things that they could buy and set up in the marketplace and sell to make a living, because they were marketers as well. When the people were dying, homes were vacated. There were bodies laying everywhere. They started getting the idea, well, we could take clothes off the dead people and sell them in the marketplace. We could go into the homes of the dead people and take their pottery, we could take their furniture, we could take their paintings, their tapestries, whatever, and take it into the marketplace and set up and market their wares and goods. And so that's why I say they started the first pawn shop business. But then again, what was interesting is they had no problem walking amongst the dead people and stripping the bodies, going in the homes of the dead people, stripping the merchandise out of the homes that they felt they could remarket and resell. And the police, the constables, were afraid to touch them because they knew they were exposed. They didn't want to arrest them, so they just had free reign of the city and the villages. And finally, the king issued a proclamation to arrest these thieves and bring him to justice. And the constable just says, absolutely, we won't touch him. And the king finally issued a proclamation that if they did not, the constables would be beheaded. And so they would lose their life. They had to bring these men to justice. As the story goes, they finally captured up to 40 of them. And that's where the story of the 40 thieves came from. And they brought them before the king and the magistrate, and the king asked them, and they simply, you know, wouldn't answer him in the beginning. So he told them, he said, either you tell us the story or you die. But how you die will be your choice if you tell the story. So he says, if you don't tell us the story, you'll be burned at the stake. If you tell us your story, then you can choose between hanging or beheaded. So he gave them a choice. but they were going to die regardless. But burning at the stake was not too inviting of an idea. So four of the 40 men told the story that they were spice traders, and they knew that if they washed their bodies every morning before going into the villages and the cities and the, what we'd call suburbs, and looting the homes, that they were protected. So their practice every morning was to go in and shower, or you know, wash off, and then they'd rub the spice all over their body. They would go amongst the people. They would come home at night. They'd take all their clothes off. They would wash their clothes in water and scrub them. And so as I read that, I tried to get information, and it was never written that I found. Rosemary was mentioned throughout the text. Clove was mentioned throughout the text. Cinnamon was mentioned throughout the text. But I know the cinnamon oil and the clove oil and nutmeg oils are hot oils. They're caustic to the skin. And I thought, you know, if I use those oils, people are not going to be able to put them on because it'll be caustic, it'll burn, it'll irritate. And then I thought, you know, there are other oils that they traded as well. They did not only use spice oils, but they were marketing eucalyptus oils because it was a scent. They were using it in flavoring. They used a lot of citrus oils, and they used it in flavoring. So these oils, even though at that time were rather crude in their distillation process, they marketed them as well as they did the spices. So I sat down and I started looking at a combination of citrus oils and the spice oils and other oils, and that's how I created Thieves. And I put it together a year and a half later, 1991, and we started to market Thieves. And of course, once the people started experiencing it, it caught on. And you know, and I saw at that time, in fact, I remember 1992 making a statement that one day Thieves will be a line that'll stand on its own. And from 1992, I always saw myself putting oils into many different products that we could create an entire product line, which we have today, and we're just getting started.
Thieves has always been a flagship product, and since about 1998, Young Living has used Thieves in our toothpastes and mouthwash. But in 2003, we introduced Thieves as a product line of its own with products like the household cleaner, wipes, spray, and lozenges. In the years since, we've added more than 15 products to the Thieves line.
We're going to take a quick break to hear some awesome tips from our education and training team.
Hey, it's Haley Jensen, Young Living's Training and Education Manager, and I want to share with you some recipes that feature one of my all-time favorite products, Thieves Household Cleaner. I'm telling you, no family should be without this. If you had to switch out or replace just one commercial cleaner with the plant-based product, it would be Thieves Cleaner. Using this product is the first step to creating a chemical-free home. And the best part, there are endless ways to use it. Here are some of my favorites. My go-to deep cleaning scrub is very simple to make. Mix 2 to 3 tablespoons of baking soda and 2 capfuls of Thieves Cleaner into a paste. Scrub and then rinse. Who doesn't love their furniture and floors to look like $1 million? Combine 1 cap of Thieves Cleaner and 1 cup olive oil to make an awesome wood floor cleaner and furniture cleaner. Apply the mixture with a damp rag to wood furniture for a beautiful shine. This DIY has become a favorite of mine once I started using it while restoring antique furniture. It does a great job while offering a gentle and deep clean. Sharing your favorite Young Living DIYs can be super easy once you get the hang of it. So use these ideas as your springboard. For more product education and ways to grow your Young Living business, make sure you check out one of our education events near you. I'll see you there.
Thanks for the tips, Haley. I can't wait to try these at home.
Now let's get back to celebrating one of our favorites. This year we introduced Thieves Vitality and over-the-counter cough drops. Dr. Mike Book, Senior Vice President of Research and Development and Product Management, gave us an inside look on our newest Thieves product.
We all love Thieves lozenges, but we've been disappointed with the claims we're permitted to make with that particular product. Most people use lozenges to treat specific symptoms like cough and sore throat, but FDA regulations limit treatment of these symptoms to drugs. So we decided to formulate a new generation of lozenges which meets the FDA requirements for OTC drugs. The trick was to formulate with plant-based ingredients which meet the stringent specifications laid out in the FDA monographs. The result was Thieves Cough Drops. What this means for members is that now we have a real medicine that enables Young Living to make FDA-approved OTC claims like soothes sore throats and relieves coughs. This is a powerful product which not only meets FDA standards for safety and efficacy, but it also meets Young Living's rigorous standards for purity.
In the 25 years since the formulation of Thieves, Young Living has taken the blend and turned it into a line of trusted products that do everything from clean the house to take care of our teeth.
After this episode, we're feeling the YL love, so we're doing a Thieves-themed giveaway on the podcast website. Leave a review on your favorite podcast app and leave a comment on youngliving.com/podcast telling us your favorite way to use Thieves for your chance to win. We can't wait to hear from you.
Thanks for joining us on Drop of Inspiration. Until next time.